Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. Into week two of our fifth month, find spring edging forward, seemingly with two steps forward, then one step back. As this scoop hits the keyboard, the Upper Gunflint Trail has been a part of extreme temperature swings. As last week's column aired, this neck of the woods saw the mercury soar to the 90-degree mark up at Trail's End, and in less than 24 hours, we at Wildersmith awoke to frost on the rooftops. All of this has happened under mostly fair skies, in spite of occasional tufts of smoke from the raging Canadian wildfire in Alberta. Fair skies obviously have left this area moisture-starved, with barely a few sprinkles since our return of a week ago. So we gunflinters are in grave wildfire danger, too. At this writing, folks remain on pins and needles, wondering why responsible agencies have not invoked total burning bans in the county, knowing about 98% of all wildfires are caused by human actions. It's particularly nerve-wracking remembering that 9 years ago at this time, the territory was under searing siege due to a judgmental error by a lone camper. The resulting historic Ham Lake Fire torched 75,000 acres of the border country and destroyed over 140 Upper Trail property structures. Needless to say, residents are quickly getting their wildfire sprinkler systems up and running. Yours truly has been into the cold lake, placing pump lines and firing up the three units for which I have responsibility. Wildersmith is ready, hoping the need for pumping does not become a reality. Speaking of the cold lake, it was so cold my hands ached in a matter of seconds when dipped into the icy liquid. The rest of me was covered in deep-sea wetsuit protection. Going through this annual exercise is always a keen reminder of how dangerous the water can be soon after ice out. By the way, the water temp was in the mid to upper 30s as I took my first dip of 2016. Brrr! With cool temps and dwindling patches of piled snow, the 8th annual Ham Run, half marathon, and 5K run were celebrated last Saturday. The event, held in commemoration of human survival and forest rebirth following the horrendous Ham Lake burn of 2007, saw over 140 runners in the two events. The anniversary of the running was a happy time, as have been the previous seven, with sunny skies guiding runners along this taxing but most scenic course in the universe. Thanks go out to organizers, sponsors, and dozens of volunteers for making it happen. As May ends week two, excitement is building at the Chickwack Museum site. The museum will be opening for its seventh season. Meanwhile, final touches are being applied to the new Nature Center building project. Along with the new Nature Center exhibits and programming, the museum is featuring a spectacular new temporary exhibit spotlighting birds of the Gunflint Wilderness. Both facilities will open on the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. I've had a sneak preview of the new Nature Center facility. The exhibits are simply stunning, as the Nature Center Planning Committee, in concert with the Split Rock Studios designers, have put together another splendid component for sharing more of the Gunflint story. Gunflint Trail residents and visitors alike will want to make the historic resort site a destination choice for this summer. The new Nature Center and Museum temporary exhibit is a must-see. Special Nature Center programming events can be monitored on the Chickwack website. This week's commentary finds me reporting on a first bear sighting. It was a mama and her triplet cubs plotting a breaking and entering of the garbage canister site along the trail. In another episode, a fellow reports the sighting of an adolescent moose, having apparently received a grunt from mama to get out on its own after tagging along for 2 years. This rejection must have been in favor of a new arrival. Yes, the forlorn youngster was wandering aimlessly, looking as confused as a freshman going to the first day of high school. On a final wild neighborhood note, after telling of snowshoe hares making their wardrobe transformation in last week's column, I recently observed three whitetails yet to have shed their winter camo. I'm thinking their copper-toned summer wear is due very soon. Lastly, spring really becomes official this weekend with our walleye opening day. Good luck to all anglers, and be safe in these icy cold Northland waters. This is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith. Our Gunflint spring is trying to bust out all over.